This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? Chinese cuisine has a lot of blazingly spicy dishes, like mapo tofu and hot pot. And, of course, there's the ever-present chili oil.
Yes, I like spicy food myself.
Lu Qi, an epidemiologist at the Harvard School of Public Health.
Almost every day I eat spicy food.
That spicy tradition served as scientific inspiration for Qi. He and colleagues performed a study which found that a daily dose of chilies might actually be a boon to your health. The researchers enrolled nearly 500,000 Chinese volunteers, aged 30 to 79. They quizzed them on their affinity for fiery foods and followed each study subject for an average of 7 years. During that time, more than 20,000 of the subjects died. But after controlling for factors like smoking history and income, the scientists found that the risk of death was 10% lower in those who ate spicy food a couple times a week, compared with those who abstained. And daily chili eaters, like Lu, had a 14% lower risk of dying. That figure held true for both men and women. And yes, while it is a relatively modest effect, Lu says to keep in mind, we're just talking about chilies here.
It's not a medicine.
The findings appear in the British Medical Journal. Previous studies have shown that capsaicin, the active ingredient in chilies, has anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial effects, among others. But before you grab the Tabasco, this study doesn't prove causation. For example, could be that people with weaker constitutions avoid spicy foods, making chili lovers appear more hardy in comparison. And the authors don't recommend starting a chili habit if you already have a sensitive stomach. But at least one thing's clear. Indulging in spicy food probably won't hurt. Other than, well, your tongue.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.